Welcome to episode 47 of the Band of Gamers podcast. My name is Greylock3491, and this week I'm all alone. Everybody else is out enjoying the Memorial Day weekend, and I hope they'll all be back next week. So this week we'll have a shorter show, as we'll just cover some of the news items that I thought were interesting and talk about what I've been playing and solicit your feedback. Hopefully you'll send in an email or make a comment. Let me know what you're thinking. But with that said, let's go ahead and get started with the show. This week, what have I been playing? Well, went back to the Wayback Machine and grabbed StarCraft II. Downriver Rat had posted about it somewhere in the CAG forums. And so I jumped in along with Macebite and Spiral. And we, just enjoyed some StarCraft II. We were all very rusty. As a matter of fact, I think it was only the second time that Macebite had ever played. So we only went against the four of us against two AI, and we probably could have done three, and the AIs were set at medium. But, it was just a lot of fun, just good times. And if you enjoy StarCraft II, I'd love to hear from you. But just one of my favorites. I'm a huge StarCraft I fan, going all the way back to 97, and just a lot of fun, great RTS action. Also got in some Castle Siege. Again, that's a game I find that I only can play for a couple minutes at a time because either my resources run out or, I don't have enough gold. I don't want to spend a lot of money on the game, so I haven't been buying any gold. So, I pretty much just upgrade what I can upgrade, collect what I can collect, and then go out and do battle. And I think I'm hovering a little bit over 50% right now, but whenever I get some extra gold, I'll hurry up and train my troops faster so I can do a second battle at the same sitting. But, it's a strange game for me. I'm not used to only being able to play a game for 5 minutes at a time. So, but, if anybody has any tips or tricks on how to do that, please let me know. We talked about Spiral's tip last week, and definitely following that and not upgrading my castle, upgrading everything else first. But I'd love to hear what your thoughts are out there. I was out at the campground. Camping season is here, so I'm off the grid on Fridays through Sundays. And so I whipped open my netbook and said, what can I play that my netbook can run well? And I fired up Dark Forces and played through level one again. And, fun, really fun, but it is really hard to look at those graphics because when they get close to you, they're all blurry and pixelated. And, stormtroopers or imperial officers or whatever. And you can't mouse look up and down. You have to use the keyboard, the page up, page down, which is very difficult. So, but still, such a great game, such an iconic game. Was my first-person shooter. I didn't, when I heard the buzz about Doom back in the day, it didn't appeal to me, gory shooting Nazis and demons. It just didn't sound like something that I'd be interested in. But when I heard about being able to play as a character from Star Wars and take out stormtroopers, well, then I was hooked and really enjoyed that series, especially the second one, Jedi Knight 2, or Dark Forces 2, Jedi Knight. Awesome. I did enjoy Jedi Knight 2, but Jedi Knight was, I think, my favorite with the full motion video. And just so much fun. And then tonight, played a little ad hoc gaming here. Played a little Destiny with the Spy and Mace. We did the daily, so I could get some more marks. And then we did the Prison of Elders on 41. And I think we got that down pat now. So I think we'll have to be ramping it up next time we play to 42, I guess, is the next level. But we're doing pretty good at that. And unfortunately, I had 150 marks, but there was nothing really good to buy. They used to have some tracking rocket launchers in the Vanguard, but not anymore. They got, I really need a good sniper and a good rocket launcher. So I need a rocket launcher that tracks, and I need a sniper that has, I really want an icebreaker, U2 icebreaker. But there must be a reason they're not releasing that, maybe balance issues or whatnot. But that's it. That's it for what I've played this week. Love to hear what you've been playing. Please chime in, email us, comment on the post on the blog or in the forum. And with that, let's move into this week's community news. All right, we'll start with the Casual Adult Racers and their latest top five. Just always great. Solo Racer X does a great job putting those together. Cracks me up. This week he has a very retro soundtrack, which I thought was really cool. And my favorite, I don't know what yours is, but mine was number two, the SUV Rollover. So check that out. You can find it on YouTube. You can find it at casualadultracers.com. But let us know what you think about those videos. Really appreciate Solo taking the time. I'm sure it takes him an hour or two to put that together, even though it's only a 5-minute video. It takes a long time to find the clips, clip them out, and assemble them. So really appreciate him doing that. It's a lot of fun. And Forza 6 is just a gorgeous looking game. Really is. The next piece of community news we have this week is really Casual Adult Gamers just wants to congratulate Downriver Rat and Solo Racer X for being tied this week for the member of the week. So for some reason, Zero AI chose to get the stats on Saturday and not Sunday. And on Saturday, the stats showed them both tied. So we have our first official tie for member of the week. And they both already had their medals, so no new medals were awarded. But I just want to congratulate those guys for all the stuff they've posted over at the site to just really, keep the conversation going. And a lot of interesting stuff and cool stuff. I love reading their posts, and apparently everybody else did because they got the Member of the Week award for being the most liked and most read articles. And that's it for this week's community news. So now let's move into this week's gaming news. And I don't have a lot of stories to go over here, but a couple I do want to talk about is first is the reviews of these new GTX, the GTX NVIDIA GTX 1080 and 1070. Some very impressive new cards, video cards from NVIDIA. And I gotta say, that 1070 with a price around $370, it looks really appealing. I mean, it's still better than the Titan X. I mean, it's not better than two older SLI cards, but it's the best single card. The 1070 beats all the previous cards, only really beat by the 1080, which weighs in around $600. So I don't know. It seems very appealing to maybe go out and buy a 1070X, and we'll have to see what happens. That compared to another news story about maybe some new information about the next Xbox being designed to come out in 2017 and also to support the Oculus Rift. Now, this is all still speculation, but what they're calling the Scorpion, the Xbox Scorpion Edition. Or the Xbox One 2, depending on who you talk to, apparently is going to be substantially faster than the PS4.5 or the PS4 Neo. So, and nearly four times faster than the Xbox One. So, some very interesting stuff there. And if you can buy that for $400 or thereabouts, that would be a pretty good deal. Especially if Microsoft makes it easier for game companies to release games on both platforms. It might be better to buy that than buy a 1070, and then an i7. I was pricing out i7s. An i7's not cheap. A good state-of-the-art i7 Intel processor. I mean, that's a chunk of change as well. So, maybe it is cheaper to buy the latest and greatest console. So keeping our eyes on at that, hopefully Microsoft will give us some clarity, not just about a new Xbox One Slim that may come out by holiday, but about the Xbox One 2 or whatever it's going to be called. And the next story I'd like to talk about is news for me. The Halo 5 DLC has been coming out fast and furious for quite a while now. All kinds of new free DLC. But what I've been mostly interested in and mostly looking forward to is Warzone Firefight. I just think that would be very much like Prison of Elders, I'm hoping. Just a lot of fun to play with co-op with friends, And so in the latest update talking about the Hog Wild update that's coming out on the 31st of May, there was some other information saying that we can expect Warzone Firefight end of June. So I'm excited about that. It's the first time I've seen that dated. So I may have missed it if it was released previously. Let me know if I have. But man, excited about that. So looking forward to getting some of my friends to pop that in and try that out once that is released. And so I thought I'd share that with everybody here. And that's it. That's it for this week's news. And now let's go into segment three, our topic of the week. And really, for the topic of the week, I just want to, throw out a question to everybody and say, if you were going to, like I did this week and I threw in Dark Forces, if you find yourself off the grid with a netbook, something that couldn't handle like a modern game like, a Call of Duty or a Battlefield, what legacy game would you throw in? I mean, what would you like to go and revisit? Love to hear from you. Let us know. And we'll talk about all the entries that we get next week on the show. We'll share what everybody says. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and end this abbreviated version of the Band of Gamers podcast. Look forward to seeing the rest of the crew next week, and look forward to having you return as well. So until next time, if you want to get in touch with us, visit us at bandofgamers.net or send us an email at podcast@bandofgamers.net. And until next time, peace.